97.3, fourth one.
I spotted a story about David Beckham I wanted to share with you.
Go on.
It was quite interesting because apparently David likes to de-stress by playing with his kids' Lego. Now, that's the story this morning.
Doesn't really surprise me, to be honest.
Imagine, Victoria, go and play with the kids, David, and he's through there building his Lego. The thing is, he says, I'm actually quite good at it, and he's most impressed with a model of Tower Bridge, London's Tower Bridge. There were quite a lot of pieces, about over 1,000 pieces in it.
And he made that?
And he made that, and he was quite impressed.
Really?
I mean, presumably there was a diagram to show you what to do.
I think so. He's not going to have created that for himself, surely.
Yeah, but still, I bet he's really chuffed with himself.
Yeah.
And it's what led me to think about some of the stuff that I've done that I think, well, I'm quite good. Because I remember doing a jigsaw in the house and it was a rainy day and I'm trying to inspire the kids about getting off computer games and let's do something really good, family entertainment. Let's do a jigsaw. Of course, I was left on my own to do it when they got bored after 2 minutes. And I was high-fiving myself after I did a 500-piece jigsaw in an hour.
Go you!
That was really good, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Until my husband pointed out it was for age 4 to 8.
Really?
But they were quite big. But still, I thought I was really chuffed.
But did you go in and take over? Did it start out the kids doing it? And, you know, they were getting the pieces in the wrong place and you were just like, that doesn't go there.
Yeah, you see, that's the point. I have to remove myself from the room. My son used to do Airfix models, you know, like planes and cars and stuff. And I had to stop myself from taking over the painting section of it because I couldn't bear the fact that he just didn't do it neatly enough and I had to leave the room. You want to take over, don't you?
We need to be a tag team then because I'm quite good at making Airfix models. That's my proudest achievement was I made the Airfix Titanic.
That's impressive.
That was fine, but the painting bit of it honestly looked like it had been painted with a badger's backside.
Did you have
horrendous.
Leonardo and Kate at the front?
No, I should have. That would have been really cool. That's probably my proudest achievement other than I used to be quite good with plasticine. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. The only problem with plasticine is that eventually it all goes brown, doesn't it?
Well, it does. You can emerge all the colours, don't you? You cannot separate them at all.
I think, I'll be making morph again then. It's about all I can do.
We've got Cheryl Carroll, for example. She said, I started cross-stitching again recently. This is just to de-stress. I've done 5 smaller ones that I'm really proud of. I've just finished one of Despicable Me, and my favourite one is The Big Bang Theory, and there's a photo of it. It's absolutely brilliant. Well done, Cheryl.
That's
a great achievement. And Jacqueline Henderson, it's not something I've built, but I recently took up painting to de-stress, and I've got a couple that I'm proud of. There's a picture here, a portrait of Kirsten Stewart, you know, from... what do you call it? The Dracula
Twilight.
Thing. Twilight, thank you. It's beautiful. That is an amazing achievement, Jacqueline. Stick with painting. You just honestly, Van Gogh.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
Well, eat your heart out, Van Gogh.
Not anyway, that I'm any judge, but it looks good to me.
It looks good. Anyway, fourth one, hello.
Hello, it's Mel from Bonnes. I'm not much of an artist at all, but for my wedding, I handmade 45 teacup candles for all my guests' favours.
Ooh, that's impressive. So what?
Yes.
So were you decorating the glass or the candle?
No, I went loads of charity shops, got lots of like old teacups and saucers, bought wax and a scent and a wick, melted them all down and actually put the wax in the teacup.
Ooh.
To make a candle.
Thanks for making us all feel really untalented.
That's impressive. Now, did your guests at the end of the evening get too drunk and left them on the table?
One or two did, yes. I never thought it through very well because I thought most girls take clutch bags to weddings.
Yeah.
And I thought, where are they actually going to put these teacup candles once they're finished their meal? So I had to actually go and buy lots of bubble wrap and special bags for them to take them home.
I bet you got really annoyed because I'm sure after the end of the celebrations, quite a few of them would have ended up on the floor and being stewed on, and you'd just start getting angry about it, wouldn't you?
No, well, most people actually did take care of them and took them home, so I didn't have to, like, kill anybody. It was fine.
Mel, you have every right to feel very proud of yourself. A great achievement. Well done, you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for getting in touch.
Bye.
Boogie in the Morning. Back tomorrow morning from 6. 97.3.